Welcome back to Aikido Flow. Today we are looking at three simple self-defense moves that you must know. So when it comes to self-defense, we all might get into a situation where we might need to protect ourselves or other ones, our loved ones. And it isn't a very easy issue because you've got laws that protect people. You can't use excessive force to hurt someone too much. So you really need to know what to do and how to do it in a way that you will not end up in a trouble. Because the last thing you want to do is to hurt someone and destroy their life. And, you know, like, that's just really not what we should do. So when it comes to self-defense, use it in a way where you protect without too much injury to the person that is attacking. So we're in a situation, one-to-one, which is lucky, there are not more people. Something is kicking off, you know, like there is something, you just know that something might happen. You need to make sure that you cover your distance. The last thing you want is get too close and then not see what's gonna happen. So you're covering your distance, and then this is an indication that you need to act, yeah? So you just strike to the neck very nicely, gently here. It's just a very quick strike. This will disable him for a minute. You've got time to walk away, make sure that he doesn't choke, maybe, probably. But you know, just you've got time to walk away. It's very easy, very simple. So next one is a bit of a top up. So you see this in action films, and you just get one of your knuckles out. Now, the thing is, you can't do it this way to just kind of get it out because you're gonna break your thumb. So the way it's done is that you cover this and make it solid, yeah? So then when I attack in the solar plexus or in the neck or maybe even in the ear, it's gonna be quite hurtful for him. So there is a difference between this and this. It feels different, yeah? So because we've got sticking out. So if you just punch someone in here or here, that's gonna be quite uncomfortable for them. You can follow up by a few other things after that, but it's just, if the situation is like you just wanna finish it off before it started, I would just do that. Right, so next one is that we're seeing it from a punch. So he decides to just strike me in the face, bang, that's what it is. So you need to make sure that you protect. Now, when it comes to street scenarios, it will be very hard for you to be completely conscious and sort of being in full control of everything that you do. So you may end up protecting with the right hand, or you may end up protecting it with the left hand. Whatever, always is best to maybe actually just use both and see what happens there. So what you're doing there, you're swapping the hands and striking at the same time into the neck, yeah? It could be this, that could be that, that could be this, all of those things. But the main thing is that you actually just protect yourself and coming in, yeah? This is a really good place for me to be. For him to punch me now, he would have to turn around. I've got loads of time, yeah? So we get here, bang, 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 bang. And then you can do other things, right? So nice and easy. Another thing that will save your life is kicking the nuts, all right? So this is one of the most vulnerable places on a man's body. It will hurt, but it will not damage them for too long. It will not be something that they will have to go to hospital for, hopefully. So we're here, situation is happening, you know, you feel like this is just too much, whack. That's it, yeah? Before he knows it, that's it. It could be a straight kick, there you go there. You might find a place here, that's it, yeah? Then you can walk off because they'll be on the floor. Right, so another thing, we are grappling, you know, something is happening there, we're trying to get each other down. You just find a good spot where you can punch him in the nuts, okay? Now you can sit down on a chair and watch him suffering. Probably for 20 minutes. Just, I don't know, if you smoke, you can just have a cigarette and stuff like that. It can be quite cool. But you know, this is really painful, and it really will take people down. So use it if you have to. Right, another thing, it's quite common to get into headlock, right? You're grappling some, before you know it, you are in the headlock, right? So we get there, and so you've got three hands, right? So get them, squeeze them, and get out, and then get your way, right? So again, squeezing that, not the most manly thing that you wanna do, really, but you know, it will save your life, so why not? Right, another thing is pinching. Again, doesn't seem like much, but if you do it in the right place, the person will let go of you. So in a situation, he's trying to hold on to me or something, you know, I need to just kind of squeeze the back of the arm in here. So I do it gently though. So it does work. So you can do it at the back of the arm in here, or you do it at the back of the thigh. Also, when you're grappling, you in a certain position, maybe you ended up on the floor, this may come handy, yeah? This really hurts like hell. It leaves massive bruise as well. So, you know, hopefully this will be useful. So when it comes to street self-defense, it has to be simple, it has to be quick, and it has to work. These three things that you've seen just in this video are just that. They will be useful, they will not damage someone for the rest of their life, and they will be practical. So enjoy them, don't overuse them, and we'll see you in the next video.